Mr. Chair, Indonesia is committed to implementing the UN Guiding Principle on Business and Human Rights. Several frameworks have been established to support our commitment, including collaboration with multiple stakeholders. First, the Indonesia National Action Plan on Human Rights for 2021-2025 has also expressly stipulated targets such as improving business respect for the right of women, people with disability, and local community. Second, the National Task Force on Business and Human Rights was set up in April 2021, involving representatives from the GSO and business sector, and targeting establishing a regional task force in 34 provinces. In the face of persistent multi-faceted global challenge, governments should continue encouraging corporations to step up their effort to adopt and promote responsible business practices. Respect for human rights must be accepted as the way of doing business. In this regard, Indonesia launched an online human rights risk assessment tools for business enterprises called Prisma in February 2021. We are also establishing a specific national strategy on business and human rights. Mr. Chair, concerning the legally binding instrument on business and human rights, we want to underline the importance of a legally binding instrument that is applicable, realistic, and take into account each country's different legal infrastructures capacity. It is also necessary to increase prevention effort that can further strengthen the implementation of UNGPs. In 2021, Indonesia confirmed the Regional Conference on Business and Human Rights in cooperation with UNDP in Indonesia and the Swiss Embassy in Jakarta, more than 240 participants from 18 countries across the Asia-Pacific attend. I thank you.